the number one thing is, and I think everyone sort of felt it this year, was no matter what's going on out there in the world, whether it's volatile commodity prices, financial markets going up and down, what we learned from this study is that ag lenders really look to a grower's proven history of success and their plan for the future. So 88% of ag lenders actually said that if a grower walked in with a plan to maximize opportunities and mitigate their risks, they would take that into consideration when it comes to making decisions about farm financing and operating lines of credit.
When we look at the study, it really kind of looked at the ag lending landscape. What are some of maybe the big concerns as we look ahead? Obviously, we're seeing lower commodity prices. It's been a tough year in parts of the Corn Belt. How does that all play into the future of ag lending?
I think there were fewer concerns than I expected. The number one thing really goes back to that proven history of success. You take something like an actual production history, your A/H, that's a 10-year average of a grower and a field's sort of work together to create success. And so if you think about all the ups and downs over the last 10 years and how a grower has relied on partners to manage through that, you really get a better sense of what it means to be successful. And we at BSF partner with growers to ensure that success. So through our Grow Smart approach with the right products, the people for on-farm advice and also services, we want to make sure that growers can walk into their ag lender no matter who it is and feel confident that they have a plan to be successful in the upcoming season.
Are there any big changes to ag lending that we can see in the future? Are bankers maybe even thinking about maybe less in operating lines or even being more cautious when it comes to making those loans to help farmers continue to operate?
We did see in the study that ag lenders may be asking more questions. And I think that's really where this having a plan, and not just a plan, but multiple plans comes in. And that's where we can really offer our assistance. I think the having a plan, how you plan to attack the season, but also how you plan to maximize opportunities when they show up and mitigate your risks, whether that's marketing risks or weather risks or something like that on the downside. And that's, again, where our Grow Smart approach really comes in with our Advantage programs. We offer some assistance with upfront financing and also some shoulder some of the risks in the event of a commodity price decline or a weather event.
Let's talk a little bit about a plan. So as we look to 2016 and beyond, we're obviously not going to see a big change in commodity prices anytime soon. How do growers take that into account when they're making those management decisions, wrapping up 2015 and heading into 2016? And how does the Grow Smart plan play into place there?
The one real key is taking a look at cost per bushel, what it takes to produce one bushel of corn or soybeans or whatever you're growing, and think about how you can reduce that cost per bushel, either through maximizing your yields or also managing some efficiencies. And so I think in those two ways, that's really what it comes back to, making sure you have the right products and the right inputs so that you get value out of those inputs. And the second thing is having the right people to partner with to make sure you're making the right decisions, not just at the beginning of the season, but throughout the season when things show up, like extra rainfall or not enough rainfall, and you name it. So,
what is the grower's response and how they take in this type of information looking ahead to ag lending in the future?
I think if you take a very month-to-month approach, it feels sort of volatile and out of control. But again, you go back to this broad scope. I mean, the last 10 years, how many ups and downs and dips and swings have they managed through? And really to think about that proven history of success and what have I done in the past to make sure that I'm successful in the future? And again, that's where our Grow Smart approach really takes a broad perspective, not just dropping off a product at the door and saying, here, enjoy, have fun, but providing all of the products that you need to make sure that you can protect the investment in your crop, and also then the people to make sure you get the best use out of those products. And at the same time, and the last thing would be providing those services to make sure that, we can partner together and shoulder some of that risk that you encounter throughout a season.